music of Ibert, the first movement of Ibert's three short pieces performed by the Volante Winds Woodwinds Quintet. What a wonderful way to start off our studio concert today. This is Iowa Public Radio's Performance Iowa, and we're coming to you live from IPR Studios on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. You can also catch this broadcast live on IPR's Facebook page right now. Good afternoon, I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and you're listening to Iowa Public Radio Classical. And we're really in for a treat because we have five very talented guest musicians with us today, and that's thanks to the Volante Winds Woodwind Quintet coming to Iowa to give a couple of concerts, one at UNI tomorrow and one on Saturday afternoon at the University of Iowa. Now, this quintet is from Bloomington, Indiana, and they braved the nasty weather to make it here. And in 2017, they were Plowman Chamber Music Competition semifinalists. And just last year, they were semifinalists in the Fischkopf National Chamber Music Competition, which is really amazing because they've just been a group or ensemble for the last 3 years. All the members of the Volante Winds Woodwind Quintet are chamber musicians. They perform as soloists and orchestral musicians, and they're all currently pursuing doctorates at Indiana University at the Jacobs School of Music. So let's start meeting some of these wonderful instrumentalists, and let's start with the ladies. So Su Yun Ko, you're the flutist. Tell us about yourself. You have a degree from South Korea as well as the University of North Texas.
Yes, I have my bachelor's degree from Jeju National University in South Korea, and I have master's degree from University of North Texas, and I'm getting my doctorate in Indiana.
And you were part of an American Protege International competition in which you made a solo debut at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, that was a great honor for me to be able to stand and share my music on the stage where many musicians dreamed of to be. So my parents came to the concert too, so it was a great way to celebrate my success as a solo flute player. And yeah, it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're so glad to have you here today with us, so thank you so much. Rebecca McGuire, oboist, tell us about yourself.
Hello. Well, let's see. I did my bachelor's at Western Illinois University, not too far from here, and then I did my master's at the University of Texas in Austin. And yeah, like the rest of these guys, I'm pursuing a doctorate at the Jacobs School.
And you also are principal oboe in the, is it Carmel?
Carmel, yeah.
Carmel, mm-hmm. Okay, Carmel Symphony.
Carmel Symphony.
And you've been on a couple of CDs with the University of Texas Wind Ensemble.
That's true, yeah, with Mr. Jerry Junkin, yeah.
Pretty cool, very cool. Well, Sarah Freya, bassoonist, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, yeah. So I did my undergrad at Indiana University, the Jacobs School, and I did my master's at DePaul University in Chicago.
And you're also a second bassoonist with the, is it the Terre Haute Symphony?
Correct, it's Terre Haute, yeah.
In Indiana, and you've also played with the Carmel Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
And you were in a wind quintet before you came to the Volante.
Correct. Between my master's and my doctorate, I took some time off to freelance in San Antonio, Texas, and met some wonderful musicians there in the Army band that were there, and we put a woodwind quintet together and had fun traveling, visiting students in middle schools and high schools there.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
I did not. I was just a civilian player. So we did this, just on a Thursday evening, just a way to have fun. And
cool. A great way to have fun.
Yes.
Well, let's meet our two Volante Wind troubadours, Waikee Won, clarinetist. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Waikee. I'm originally from Hong Kong, and I came to the States to do my undergraduate at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. And then I came on to Indiana to do my master's, and I continuing on pursuing my doctorate there.
And you are a man of many talents. You play clarinet, violin, you sing, and you conduct.
Yes, it's it was a something that remained from my childhood, in which I would be very bored if I only did one thing. So I did many things, and it was fun, and it still is.
I'm guessing that you still use the conducting in some of these other things with the quintet.
Yes, it's conducting is interesting. It's less about the gestures, although that's important, but learning about how to make an efficient rehearsal happen is probably the more important thing.
I would say amen to that. Okay, Oliver Hoopscher, Hornist, tell us about yourself.
Yes, so I did my undergrad at the University of Redlands, which is about an hour outside of LA. So it's kind of California native, decided to brave the Midwest, came to Indiana for my master's, and decided to stay for my doctorate.
And you're also doing a music education project with a student from Kenya.
Yeah, so Indiana University has a project, I'm not going to butcher the Swahili, but it's a education project where they do outreach for students in Nairobi, and there's a really talented horn player out there who needed a student, and since I have a lot of experience teaching online lessons, the head of the IU department there contacted me, and so I've been working with him to get him ready for his undergraduate audition process.
A neat thing, online lessons.
Yeah.
So how did you all decide to get together? How did this quintet come together?
So, well, we've all played with each other in the large ensembles at Indiana University. There, the orchestra is the New Music Ensemble, and it kind of happened. Got the idea of let's get a quintet together, and over the summer in the fall of 2016, I believe now. Yeah, it kind of worked out.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, we're glad you're here. Now, this next work you're going to perform for us is by Röntgen. And just tell us briefly about this serenade, or about Röntgen. He was like a child prodigy, quite a guy.
Yes, Julius Röntgen was a Dutch composer. He was a friend of, ended up being a friend of Grieg and of Brahms. And this serenade is very interesting. It wasn't published it was only published in the late 20th century, in 1989 or so, and this serenade features the different instruments play their own theme per se, and in each of the movements that theme is elaborated on, and therefore features the different instruments. And in the end, at the coda, Röntgen does the very clever thing of wrapping things up all together by displaying the themes out once again and ending it in a very nice fashion.
Well, let's hear the Volante Winds Woodwind Quintet play Röntgen's Serenade for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Members of the Volante Winds Woodwind Quintet. What a wonderful performance. Thank you all so much. And it was so neat how you all passed the melody and you had your own little each melody. That was terrific. They presented Rankin's Serenade and we're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studios in Cedar Falls. And I'm guessing that you're all thinking, gee, I'd like to hear these guys play again. Well, you can. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the Volante Quintet will be performing at Davis Hall on the Gallagher, at the Gallagher Blue Dorm Performing Arts Center, and that's on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. And then on Saturday afternoon at 5:30 p.m., they'll perform at the Voxman Music Building Recital Hall on the University of Iowa campus in Iowa City. And just some incredible musicians and a great way to hear them perform again and see them in action live. Well, tell us about this next work, this Nielsen Quintet, Opus 43.
The Nielsen Quintet is a staple of the wind quintet repertoire. Carl Nielsen was a Danish composer, and he wrote this for the Copenhagen Wind Quintet, whom he heard rehearsing with the pianist, the Mozart quintet for winds and piano, over a telephone conversation, which is a very weird way to get inspiration for writing a piece, but there you go. This piece, as I said, very standard in our repertoire, and we're happy to present it.
Nielsen's Quintet, Opus 43, next featuring the Volante Winds.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo, what a wonderful performance, and thank you all so very much. It was great to hear a live performance of Nielsen's Quintet, Opus 43. We've had the distinct pleasure of having with us today the Volante Winds with flutist Soo-Young Ko, oboist Rebecca McGuire, clarinetist Waiki Won, bassoonist Sarah Frié, and on the horn, Oliver Hoopshore. So, I think I saw some other instruments in here. So, Waiki, is that a E-flat clarinet?
No, it's just an A clarinet.
An A clarinet.
Yes.
Sorry. And then, Rebecca, you have
this is an English horn.
That's what I thought.
Quite different, yeah.
Yes, wonderful. What a wonderful performance. We've been broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studios in Cedar Falls. And we've been very fortunate to have with us the Volante Winds. And they are presenting two concerts in our listening area. Tomorrow night, they will be performing at 6 p.m. at Davis Hall in the Gallagher Blue Dorn on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. And then on Saturday afternoon at 5:30, they will perform at the Voxman Music Building Recital Hall on the U of I campus in Iowa City. So, quintet members, is there anything else you'd like to add about being in a quintet or coming to play at a radio station or anything like that?
Oh gosh.
I guess I would add, this is kind of, we're doing a coffee talk tomorrow with some UNI students tomorrow morning at 8:30. And you know, one of the things I've been kind of thinking about with this project and kind of just music in general in the kind of 21st century is how you have to kind of make your own way. And even something like this whole tour and this whole concert series has been a great experience, but it hasn't been anything that we kind of created the impetus and the momentum for it by kind of reaching out and asking people if they're interested. And it's paid off for us immensely. And, you know, I hope the people listening to the various concerts and to this performance have enjoyed it as well. But I think I'd kind of add that, you know, if part of being in a chamber group is you have to take those risks and put yourself out there and not just wait for people to ask you to do things, because that rarely works out.
Definitely.
Well, and just the honor of being in a group and with people that you love to play with and to play this beautiful, beautiful music, that's a gift you'll have with you for the rest of your lives and wonderful, wonderful
true.
Memories. If you want to find out more about the Volante Winds, you can go to their website, and that is at VolanteWinds, all one word, .com. And we'll also be making a podcast of this concert, I think, on our website at iowapublicradio.org, and we'll also be posting this concert on IPR's Facebook page as well. So we want everyone to stay tuned this afternoon. Barney Sherman will be in bringing you some more terrific music, so be sure to stay with us. And program thanks for today's concert goes to members of the Volante Wind Quintet, as well as to Oliver Hubscher, who was so good to help us organize everything. I really appreciate that. And I've just started thinking that I really need to start listening to my telephone calls more, because if Nielsen could be inspired like this, this is pretty amazing. And he didn't even have a cell phone, so he was way ahead of his time.
Quintet for telemarketers.
Right. Iowa Public Radio thanks goes to Phil Moss, our technical producer and engineer. And thanks also goes to IPR's Chris Fenton, our Facebook videographer, and to our student music assistant, Alexis Hahn, as well as IPR's music director and Al Scherz. Any parting words that you'd like to add now that it's over and you can relax?
I mean, I think just a huge thank you to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a pleasure.
Well, it's been a great honor for us to have you here. And we've had the luxury of having the Volante Winds perform for us here. Thanks for listening.